From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Attorney General Eric Holder has appointed a prosecutor to investigate torture by CIA interrogators. The announcement comes the same day the department released hundreds of pages documenting detainee abuse during the Bush administration. More from NPR's Ari Shapiro.
Holder appointed John Durham, a prosecutor in Connecticut. Durham has already spent 2 years investigating the CIA's destruction of videotapes that depicted harsh interrogations. And now Holder has assigned him to open a preliminary review into whether laws were violated during interrogations. Holder said in a statement, "This does not mean that charges will necessarily follow." Under the Bush administration, justice lawyers studied cases of detainee abuse and decided not to prosecute. Holder said ethics lawyers at the Justice Department recommended revisiting that decision. The department has also declassified a 5-year-old CIA report on torture during interrogations. That document describes an incident where interrogators threatened to kill a detainee's children if he did not cooperate. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.
When it comes to the questioning of terror suspects, the Obama administration is saying the CIA is no longer in charge. According to the White House, the president has signed off on the creation of a new special unit whose jobs will include the interrogation of terror suspects. The group will be led by an FBI official with supervision from the White House. The Associated Press is reporting that singer Michael Jackson's June 25th death has been ruled a homicide. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
The L.A. Times blog, L.A. Now, says that a previously sealed search warrant affidavit was unsealed on Monday afternoon. The document reportedly revealed that the L.A. County coroner found lethal levels of propofol, a powerful anesthetic agent, in Jackson's system on the day he died. Jackson's personal physician, Dr. Conrad Murray, reportedly told detectives that he'd given Jackson propofol at the singer's insistence to combat his chronic insomnia. Propofol is traditionally administered in a supervised medical setting in preparation for surgery. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
As a result of the popularity of the government's Cash for Clunkers program, auto dealers now have until noon tomorrow to get the necessary paperwork in on time. Dealers across the country say cars and trucks were moving off their lots over the weekend as buyers sought to beat today's deadline to turn in their old, less fuel-efficient cars and trucks to receive a government rebate of up to $4,500 toward purchase of a new vehicle. Despite the extension for dealers, the deadline for buyers remains 8 p.m. As of today, the government was reporting more than 625,000 car dealer transactions worth more than $2.5 billion. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 3 points to end the session at 9,509. The Nasdaq fell 2 points today to close at 2,017. The Standard & Poor's 500 was off a fraction. You're listening to NPR News. Investigators in Oklahoma say they are continuing their investigation into the death of a pastor at a small church in a rural town there and want to talk to people who live nearby. Police found the body of Carol Daniels yesterday inside the Pentecostal church in the town of Anadarko, about 60 miles southwest of Oklahoma City. They say she had suffered trauma but provided no details. The church is along a main road in the town of around 6,600 people and is located just a block from the local police station. The church apparently did not have a regular congregation, but Daniels would go there on Sundays in case someone showed up to pray or hear a sermon. Baseball Hall of Famer Mike Smith has come to the defense of his former teammate Pete Rose. Baseball's all-time hits leader was banned from baseball for betting on games, which has kept him out of the Hall of Fame. NPR's Mark Pasco reports.
In an article for the Associated Press, Schmidt, like Hank Aaron a few weeks ago, called for baseball to reverse its stance. Schmidt argued that Rose's small wagers were far less harmful to the game than steroid use and concluded his article with the words, "20 years have passed, isn't that enough?" From the moment former baseball commissioner A. Bartlett Giamatti signed a decree banning Pete Rose from baseball, Rose fought back. For a decade, he denied ever betting on a game, despite compelling evidence. Eventually, Rose asked for but did not beg forgiveness from the current commissioner. Giamatti died of a heart attack 9 days after issuing the ban. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
Veterans Administration is still trying to figure out how it happened. A notice that went out to 1,200 veterans across the country mistakenly telling them they were suffering from a neurological disorder. According to the leader of a Gulf War veterans group, the notice panicked veterans in a number of states. VA is blaming a coding error. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.